Letter number 1564, and this is dated on the 11th day of Iyar in Tovshin Beis, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is giving the titles to this Reb Nissen Sheyichia, Reb Nissen Nemanov. He was the Mashpia, and Shalom Uvrocha. So the Rebbe says, as you requested, and for the benefit for to be in the orderly way, I am going to repeat once again to confirm that I did receive all of your letters from the ones that followed the Yom Tov. This is, don't forget, this is Iyar, so the following Yom Tov of Tishrei. The Rebbe hasn't apparently said clearly that, or maybe he did before, and those are the 28th of Tishrei, the 8th, the 13th, the 17th of Kislev, the 2nd and the 29th of Tevis, the 5th, the 16th, the 19th of Shvat, the 20th, 27th of Adar, the 7th of Iyar, together with the notes and all the Pidyon Nefesh. Those are the notes for the redemption of the soul, as we've spoken many times, that I read at a Eisrotzim, which means during a special times, on the resting place, holy resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles here. Number two, the Rebbe said, I had special enjoyment from receiving the names of the Hasidim from Russia, which shows on two main points. Number one, the aspect of Avas Yisrael, loving of thy fellow, and the connection which never stops amongst them and between those that are in Russia. So I guess there were still plenty of people from Chabad that were left in Russia, Anash, and they sent the Rebbe a list, and the Rebbe was very happy with that. That's number one. And this was like, number two, it is almost sure that by continuing the communication or the connection with them, even if just thinking about them, not even if you can't do anything, because it was very hard, really, it was a closed iron curtain at the time, and you're very hard to really connect with them in any most way. But even in thought, this strengthens this, I call, idea of all Jews are responsible, and all Jews are mixed in, arevim u'moravim zebazeh, that we're all mixed in together, one with the other. Just, so therefore, just like there is no control for all the troubles that that country represents for the people that are outside of the country, they don't have any control. In other words, the regime, the communist regime, cannot control the Hasidim or the peoples that are outside of the country. So when you connect with those that are there, you add additional strength for them to rise up and to strengthen in their standing and their situation, and it diminishes the dominance that it can be from the enemy that are constantly plotting to oppress them. And what would this be example? The Rebbe says, give you an example. When a part of the body is in a good air, when you find yourself, part of your body is breathing in a clear and pure air, so that gives energy, that gives vitality, additional vitality, also to the part of the body which is still in the cellar, in where the ear is bad ear for you. So if your body is in the bad, in the cellar, and your head is outside, you're getting in the good ear. So notwithstanding that the feet are in the cellar, you're still going to get the good ear to your body through there. Basically, the Rebbe is saying, by the Hasidim connecting with the other people, so they're breathing in the freedom over there, not being oppressed, they will sort of transmit that energy to those that are still in that place. But in order for this to work, you need to be like one body. And this is the power of thought, especially the power of imagination, as explained in many places in the talks of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that the time and place does not limit your imagination. Imagination can go beyond time and space. Also, look into the sicha of my father-in-law in the Shmini Atzeres night in the Sukkah of the year Tofresh Sadigimu. And notwithstanding that over there he's talking about a leader of Israel, but similar to this is everybody who is connected to him. Over there he talks about the connection of the Rebbe with the Hasidim in his thought, in his tziur. But he says especially that this is, we're talking about a community, many people, and there is an expression, Henkel Kabir Lo Yimos, when you have a minion, when you have a strong, you have a, then Hashem does not refuse. And certainly you will also stand in this connection on the future. And without doubt, the Rebbe said, this will bring a great benefit to those who find themselves there, and also for those who find themselves here. And the expression of the previous Rebbe was, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu bleibt nicht kein Balchoiv. It means that God does not remain in debt. Which means if you do something, yes, if you do something for Hashem, Hashem pays you back. So he doesn't remain in debt. So you do this good deed, then Hashem gives you back. Number four. They don't have all the numbers where the Rebbe wrote to him. Some things were personal. They didn't bring it down. So we had first, you had number two, and then we go right away to number four. So number three is omitted over here. Number four, this that you write that the spirit of the students is not totally in a relaxed way because of all of these traveling, because they're journeying, they don't know. So the Rebbe says, I'm attaching here a short letter to them. You can explain to them in a fitting way. It's the letter we read yesterday in which the Rebbe says, Hashem sends you where you are to do your job over there, so don't worry about where, how long. Just like when the Jews journeyed in the desert, sometimes it was a day and a night, sometimes it was for a year, for a minute longer, it was the... Number six, again the Rebbe comes over to number six, there's no number four or five in this, what they printed over here. I had joy from your... notice about the order of the studies, especially from this, that those who are learning for the rabbinate to become rabbis, which means they learn Yerideya. So he also instituted that at least, even though they're learning the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, he instituted that they should learn several hours of the day, the Gemara, and Rashi and Tosfos, Pirush Rashi and Tosfos Gefes, to learn the basic stuff. As far as the studies of Hasidus, that you also are training them to teach the Hasidus orally. So the Rebbe says you should also take into consideration how much they can grasp and how the memories of each one. Those who it's very difficult and it takes them very long time, so although you can't exempt them totally, but yet not to make it too difficult that they should recite so often as those who are able to catch it quickly. And this is on the Mashpia, the one who is the guide on the place. He must decide how much you can put on each student, each one and one. But as mentioned before, everybody has to do a little bit, you know, whether often a lot or a little bit. Everybody has to recite and remember things by heart. Number seven. The Rebbe says, I wanted to also to mention about the idea when the reciting Hasidus by heart, that that amongst those that they are reciting by heart, there should be easily understood Hasidus, also that the regular Balabatim or those young people who are not familiar with the Hasidus so much, the teaching of the Hasidus, that they too should also understand. And those Maimorim should not be connected with a specific Yontiv or a Shabbos special, but it's something which is appropriate all year round. And therefore, they will be able to recite those Maimorim whenever necessary, when it's going to be necessary to recite a Hasidus outside of the yeshiva. They should be able, and it's outside of the Hasidic community, they should be able to have something prepared for them to be able to give over. Number eight, since the vacation time in the schools, the public schools in France, are just about to begin, so you need to make a proper preparation that there should be the possibility to absorb for the summer months a certain number of youth who is now who is presently is not connected to the Hasidim, to try to attract them, bring them in. And this way, that a few weeks they will be under your influence, so then we can hope that we can change them and to bring them closer to the teaching of Hashem, to the Torah of Hashem and the mitzvahs, and maybe even to influence them that later on, even after the vacation, they should learn in a kosher Talmud Torah, to listen to shiurim, public shiurim, or maybe even to bring them into Tomchit Timimim. Number 10, 9 is missing again. As far as my opinion, if it's fitting that you should move from France and to come here. So the Rebbe says, I held myself back from writing this because I relied that this alone is the answer for answered. In other words, this is the answer. The Rebbe is not answering those who asked me orally in his name. And the Rebbe says, I said it even more openly, my opinion, but since you ask in every letter and letter about this, and also in the last letters, so the Rebbe says, I'm going to give you at least a little bit of my answer. Quite extensive over here, answered a little bit. He asked the Rebbe whether he should move to France. But by the way, he never moved from France. He stayed in France. So the Rebbe says like this, in any time when there comes a question from this, of a surah mikan liskar of the sham, I want to move from here to get closer to over there. So you have to figure out this matter in two places. You have to consider over here and the there. You're going from here and the there. So we have to take into consideration what's the situation here where you are and what's the situation where you're going to. And when we're talking about a community person, a person who is an ish klali, and even Reish Gargusa, the Gemara says, even the head of a very simple is also Mishamaya Kamamanele. They make him from the heaven appoints every appointment, even if it's a small appointment and not prestigious or important, but he's an appointed ahead of something. Reish Gargusa, I forget exactly the translation, but Gargusa is the, I think for the picking or whatever. That's the Gemara says that. It's Mishmaya Kamanale. Gargusa is the Gemara says that's the officer who was appointed over the water distribution over there. Not a very good, but even that comes from Hashem. How much more so, and how much when we're talking about a person whose people he influences are Torah people, and especially Pnimiyas HaTorah, the inner parts of Torah. So the first thing we have to figure out is the situation of those who are being influenced. So we have to see about the people who you're influencing. So when you are going to evaluate your situation in Paris, and Hashem gave you the privilege that you are standing in the head of the institution of our holy rebbes with the titles, the Yeshiva Toimchei Temimim, which means study of Torah with Yerushalayim. And there is a detachment from Olam Hazeh, this physical and materialistic physical world. And therefore, you have a connection to elevated and refined matters. And we see that during the time that you were there, the Rebbe is saying to Rebbe Nissen, the time that you were in France, that you had the possibility to increase the number of your students, of the institutions, how many times so? Even in the grades, and even in the classes of the higher ones, and certainly in the lower classes and the Talmud Torahs, which are affiliated with this institution, and also in those who go over the homes to bring, to extend the light of the mitzvah and Torah in the houses of the Jewish people in France that have not yet reached the full recognition, so that they should go from their homes to the place of Torah and mitzvahs. So this we see vividly, even though you didn't make a specific effort at all in trying to increase and widen the number of the students. So we see how much more so that you can see with the eyes, even of flesh, if you would put effort in it. And although there is some that do occupy themselves and they lead in the lead of the Moisin Dashpoa, so we see in most of these Moisdas in such a situation. So there's other people like involved. Why me? I'm not the only one. There's other people that are doing it. But you see, in most of the cases, it all hinges on one person, that he must guard that point, and he should put effort in uplifting and strengthening the spirit, giving the living spirits in all parts of the institution. And the way I was told, they told me from the situation in Paris, from the situation that was before in Peking, that's where they came before, and also the situation when they were in Russia. So you are the man, the Rebbe says. So they told me about Rebbe Nissen, the Rebbe says, you are the man that has been providing the support for all the people over there. And through you, there was the strengthening of the spirit of the energy that's in all parts of the yeshiva and the groups of Anash which are around the yeshiva. And I'm reviewing the Rebbe, there's things missing. I'm not sure if they didn't write it in, or the Rebbe doesn't tell them, but probably missing over here from within. And I have to repeat again, that also now, even though that many Hasidim have moved from France, and according to my opinion also now, so besides a few of them, did it foolishly. It was foolish on their part. So the Rebbe is not even agreeing with what they did. They did it foolishly. But there is still a big, wide, and great opportunity to increase the quantity of the students of the yeshiva and the chadorim and these lower classes that are affiliated with the yeshiva, and to increase them also in quality. But there has to be this, meet this condition. Just like in all matters of Torah mitzvahs, that you must put an effort in practically, pragmatically work at it. And truthfully putting effort, which means for the benefit of this matter, and not just to fulfill your obligation. So, that's the Rebbe saying, we have to see, look at you, where you're coming from. So after reflecting in all this, I see no place for any doubt whether you should move your place from the leadership of the Yeshivas Toimchei Temimim in France, which is the only one for now in all of Europe, and that the spirit of Toimchei Temimim has been kept more than the yeshivas and other places. I don't know if we need to all the above evidence and proofs from other places. So I'm going to bring just a point. And there are. The expression of the Tzemach Tzedek, he says, Anon Paulo di Mama Anon, which means Mir Darfur Machen Lichtik. Our job is to bring light. And therefore, so this is also our essence. This is our existence. The promise of the Alter Rebbe that when through tzedakah, especially obviously when you do spiritual tzedakah, for sure, so your own mind and heart become purified 1,000 times more. The Rebbe is trying to encourage him that is what he is and what he should do. And also, as understood by the notes for this Maimon Lekut Torah on the first three parshas of Chilosei, so when we say 1,000 times as much is not exaggerating. So that means, very literally, that what you can acquire and be successful normally through working 1,000 hours, so when you occupy yourself in charity, then you can acquire that in 1 hour. So when you're going to make a calculation in the success in this time, so it's surprising and it's awesome, very, and you know how, you know, look what you can accomplish, look how great you'll become by the charity, by helping out. But the main point in all the above, that why and for what reason to put an effort to carry the package alone. In other words, why would you want to go it alone? Basically, when you're doing by the Rebbe, what the Rebbe does, then you're with the Rebbe. Why do you want to trogna alein dem pekel? And therefore, you have to stand with war by yourself against all the matters that are from the outside and from the matters that are from the inside. At the same time that through tying yourself to the institution that is founded and is being led by our holy rebbes with all the titles, so you become a part of that institution. That means you become a part of our leaders, and therefore you become their responsibility. And your work is only not to interfere, not to mix up in the extension of the spiritual blessings, in spiritual and physical blessings, and it's receiving it in good to absorb it, that they continue this to all. They give it, the Rebbes, they give it to all those who participate in their activities in general, especially in those who spread out the wellsprings of Hasidus outside, and they keep the point from the inside. So, Rebbe gives him a whole spiel of him, and he says, no. But the Rebbe says, I'm not rejecting the idea of traveling at all. Because now is the time of Ikvus Mashiach, the Hila of Mashiach. So it's very possible there's a lot of changes, and therefore this change, this situation can change. Also, I'm not rejecting. I mean, in other words, the Rebbe says, I'm not saying totally you can't come at all, and I'm also not rejecting the idea of coming for a visit. But as far as permanent settling, I said above, I see no logical room in an idea that you should leave your place and to go look new things. Nothing really to add or to prolong in this is extra. I'm blessing you with Hatzlocha and your holy work to influence the spirit of life and connection and cleaving to the living God, that your students especially and your surrounding in general, that you should serve as a vehicle, as a pipeline, and as a vessel for, that should serve for a vessel, a pipeline, for proper health for yourself, for your family member, both the soul and the body. I look forward for goodness. What a letter of the Rebbe. But you have to understand that this is a letter to somebody who was very influenced. And we know now you know, the Rebbe's words at that time had to accept it. But we see the dramatic change that took place in all of France. And of course, from the yeshiva, it all started, and this was all the result. It's unimaginable if he would move over there and he wouldn't listen. It's unimaginable. Matter of fact, today, one of the only yeshivas, again, I'm not a judge in this thing, so therefore I can't really say it with any authoritative view, but it seems that from what is that the yeshiva of France is still considered to be today one of the yeshivas that is still in the old spirit, the way they used to be back way. And what the Rebbe is talking about over here is actually, of course, everything evolves. Even the Rebbe says that Ikson the Mashiach evolves, we don't know for sure, but evolved a little bit, but it still has that spirit, what the Rebbe talked about. So, what we don't know when the Rebbe says right away, it feels so difficult, and we have to understand the perspective of the rabbi, which felt alone. A lot of people left over there, and he was felt alone. He felt he could be more influential elsewhere, and we have to understand him as well. But then we see how the Rebbe's guidance, and of course, you know, he was a totally dedicated chassid to the Rebbe, so he did what the Rebbe suggested to him. Although, as the Rebbe said, I didn't answer you, or I told other people, so you should have, but you persisted, so I'm spelling it out, and this is what I have to speak.